I'm Adam.
And I'm Mike.
Welcome to The Dad Experience,
a podcast where dads can connect
and openly share stories.
Here's what to expect on this episode of The Dad Experience.
You know, you mentioned it. It was originally written for our daughters. But as it's evolved, you know, I can't tell you how many days as a single dad grieving and, you know, going through the process that you have to get to. And, you know, it's a lot.
The Dad Experience.
Welcome again to The Dad Experience. Very excited to have on the show today Will Waldrop. Will is a dad, but he also shares a unique story. Following his wife's passing, he wanted to set a poem that she had left to a story. That story eventually became The Nuff, and he's going to talk to us about that story, how that came about, as well as his experiences as a dad. Welcome, Will, to the show.
Thank you for having me on, man. It's a pleasure.
Oh, no problem. No problem. We're really excited to have you on, just to get to talk to you and kind of talk about the book and all the great things that book has to offer our families and folks around the world. So we always like to start The Dad Experience off with, who lives with you at home? What's kind of the makeup of your household?
Well, I have two little girls, Natalia 8 and Nina 4, about to be 5. And so the three of us live together, and, luckily, I have 4 great grandparents that are in the vicinity, and we were able to, you know, move them in from different locations and have them on standby and have just a great support system, you know, in my community. But as far as the household goes, it's me and the two little girls.
Yeah. So, you know, in this weird time that's been going on, I've been asking all the guests that I've had on the show, how are you guys holding up during the whole COVID-19 thing? How are you guys managing? I don't know where we're at. And, you know, I live in Michigan where all schools are shut down. Our stay at home is extended now till the 15th. I don't know how much longer that will be. So we're kind of, you know, I'm an educator, so I'm doing online learning while having a 3-year-old and a 2-year-old at home. So how are you guys kind of managing the time and getting through all this?
Well, you know, in Louisiana, I think our numbers are very similar to yours and our dates are exactly the same. So we're doing the same thing. For me, it's been it's certainly been an adjustment, you know, trying to, I'm in the insurance business. So, you know, trying to do that and stay moving forward. And when people are not really in a consumer mindset or a face-to-face mindset, it's difficult. But, you know, I think that, you know, one of the blessings out of this is that I travel a whole lot and I've, you know, you always try to find the silver lining in something. And the silver lining in this for me is that I've been able to spend a lot of time with my girls and do some things that I would not have been able to do had this not happened. Now, I certainly don't. I hate that these are the circumstances that have, you know, allowed that. But, you know, you always look for the positive in everything. And so we've really got some good time together and had some fun.
Yeah, I was thinking about that the other day too. My wife and I have talked about this numerous times that like our youngest is 2. We just turned 2 last week, and we're noticing the developmental things so much quicker. Like you see them, but when you're working or you're not home every day, you don't see them. I don't know. You don't see the growth as much. It's kind of like, oh, right. That happened. Or I didn't see it, and now it's happening. It's like a surprise. You're seeing it grow and noticing it from just even the couple months or, well, a month, 7 weeks or 8 weeks, however long we've been home, is pretty crazy. It's pretty. So we are valuing that time too. I agree. Find that silver lining. So can you, you know, we're here to talk to you a little bit about your book, Nuff. I've actually read it with my daughters. They loved awesome. It. They enjoyed it. We really enjoyed the story, and the artwork in the book is beautiful too. It's such a great, you know, kind of story for us to go through. So tell us about the book, Nuff. You'd see it for your wife's book and how it kind of came about.
Well, this was something that she always wanted to do, even prior to the birth of our first child. And so obviously, like I said, she's 8. She was born on Christmas morning, and, we had all the family in, and it was the first grandchild on both sides. So we had a lot of help in those early weeks. And then, as most of us know that have ever been there, that help kind of goes home. And then you learn how to, you know, juggle being a new parent and working. And, you know, it's one of those things that you're never really ready for. But you jump in there with both feet and you do the best that you can do. And so in those first couple of weeks when we had a lot of help, you know, she was talking about this passion that she had to write this story, The Nuff. And basically it was just a message to Natalia at the time. And, you know, as we fast forward later, we'll talk about, you know, where it's led to, but, you know, just that, you know, we live in a world that is very tough. You know, people are tough on each other, and, you know, the acceptance of self and that self-confidence that, is so important and critically important to all of us. And we all struggle with it. We all have insecurities, but it was something that, you know, was in her mind from that time going forward. And so she started the first couple lines of it, and then life got in the way. And so, you know, fast forward to, 2017, we got the diagnosis, you know, that our cancer had come back and it was terminal. And, you know, we only had 5 months in that window from that notice to when she actually passed away. And she was doing a lot of things. She was doing videos, blogs. She was a creative person. She was a creative writing major, you know, I mean, just all things creative. She was good at myself. No way, you know, it takes me 2 days to write an email sometimes. So, you know, it was a yin and yang type situation, but she obviously got to a point where we kind of sat down and just said, what is your main goal here? What do you want to do? And that poem was what she wanted to do. And so we kind of made this conscious family decision that when the kids aren't here, and you feel good enough to work on something, that's what you work on. That's what you devote your energy to. And luckily enough, she was able to finish it. And she finished it in time that we were able to get a crew out, get a video of her reading the book to the girls. And, you know, it's just really an awesome story and the legacy that it leaves for them. They take a lot of ownership in it too. So it's a cool thing.
Yeah, that is. And it's, you know, like you said, it's a beautiful story. We read it with our kids and it's a great message and telling us that, you know, dealing with the ins and outs of the world and relaying that to children at a young age, which is good because, I'm a person that's, you know, there's going to be good. There's going to be ups and downs in life. And it's just a matter of how you manage that's through it. It's kind of like what you mentioned, right. Like you mentioned earlier about trying to find the silver lining and everything that's going on in the world right now. Right. It's you've got to find some of those positive things and it has been, you know, the story and the message is beautiful and I'm glad to hear too, that you got to read it and capture that too. That's so, so special and so important. Speaking of your daughters, Nina and Natalia, you know, through all this and navigating through this and the book and just managing life, how are they doing through all of this and this situation?
You know, kids are so resilient. And, you know, I tell you, there's times where I just, you know, over the last couple of years, I've just looked at them in awe of how well they've done. And the ownership that they take in this book, you know, the pride that they take in this book, that, you know, they're just doing incredible. They're doing incredible in school. They're, you know, they're good people, which is, you know, we always say, you know, don't care what you do in this world, but one thing you are going to be is a good person. And, you know, funny story, we were in a grocery store a couple months back and just got done checking out. And there was a gentleman leaning up against the wall and he was reading the book. And, my oldest, you know, doesn't know the guy from Adam, just strolls up and says, "Hey, you know, my mom wrote that book." And you know, it just, you know, trips me out. But they think they're little superstars, and that's, you know, that's the legacy she was trying to leave for them.
That's awesome. What was the guy's reaction when she told him? I'm curious.
Well, he was like, "Well, this book is awesome. You should be very proud of it."
That's cool.
To that effect, but it was a neat interaction.
That is neat. That's really special to see that, to see that happen. I bet that was pretty special. So, you know, I have daughters and a lot of our listeners have daughters. Why do you think, and I don't think it's necessarily only geared towards girls. I don't want to say that because it's not, but why do you think this message, especially because you have daughters, why do you think this message of the book Nuff is so important for girls and in this day and age in our society?
Well, you know, I think for a handful of reasons and, you know, you mentioned it. It was originally written for our daughters. But as it's evolved, you know, I can't tell you how many days as a single dad grieving and, you know, going through the process that you have to get to. And, you know, it's a lot. And, you know, I always had that voice in the back of my mind, you know, you are enough, you are enough. And I think that the message, especially for little girls or teenagers or high schoolers or, you know, tell you what, you know, you talk about, you know, the what we're going through right now, all the moms that are at home doing schoolwork with their kids, doing their job from home, you know, I mean, that's a lot. I mean, it's a lot and life is hard. And, you know, we always question our insecurities as, you know, are we doing enough? Are we doing everything we're supposed to be doing? And I think the underlying message here is that, you know, in a very challenging time for her, she wanted to make sure that she left a message for her daughters and daughters everywhere. And for me and for women and men everywhere that, you know, none of us are perfect. You know, and that's the beauty of it is that, you know, we're all not perfect, but that in that is perfection. And, so, you know, it is just, it's morphed into something that is just so much bigger than a children's poem.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, one of the main kind of focal points is the unicorn, right? Correct. Why the unicorn? Why is that significant? Was that something significant or was it just something that the family loved?
Well, number one, little backstory on Veronica. She was, you know, always the center of attention in a good way. You know, she liked to either make people laugh at her, with her. She didn't care. As long as people were laughing, having a good time, you know, she could break down barriers. She was great at communicating. And one of the things that she did was she bought a unicorn costume online, you know. So we're going through some difficult times, you know, we're all struggling. We're all kind of, you know, can be in the dumps some days. And especially for the girls, she would dress up in this unicorn costume and, you know, play tricks on them, chase them around the house, you know, do these different things. And so when we got ready to pick an illustrator, we picked a good friend of ours and who knew this backstory, right? And asked her to, you know, take a stab at creating the character for the book. So she comes out with the character that you see now. And, you know, you see the character go through multiple, you know, scenes where they're doing all these different things. And it's, you know, it's a message of following your dreams. But when you really pay close attention to the unicorn, you know, unicorns are everywhere now. You can't walk into a toy store. You can't walk into a gas station. You can't hardly walk into anywhere and not see somebody selling a unicorn. You know, they're everywhere. But when you look at them real close, you know, they're all perfect. They're shiny. They're sparkly. You know, they get this beautiful horn, you know, where ours has a broken horn. It has a Band-Aid on its knee. You know, it's dirty in one picture. It's, you know, playing in the mud in one picture, it's shooting basketball, it's singing, it's whatever that individual wants to do. You know, again, it goes back to that underlying message that you are you and you are beautifully and perfectly made the way that God made you. And, you know, find confidence in that and be comfortable in your own skin.
Yeah. And it's so, like I said, the artwork too, like it's so moving. It marries the two, the poem and the story and the artwork. It all works so well together. So, you know, at one point in the book, Veronica writes, "Grace is amazing. Perfection is not." Have faith in who you are. Just be you, and love will shine through like a brilliant, sparkling star. How does that encourage you, and what does that kind of mean to you? Is that kind of like a mantra for your family and you, or is it just, you know, what is that meaning to you?
Well, you know, I think that it takes on a couple different meanings. I think that she showed a lot of grace towards the end of her battle with cancer, and you know, again, going back to the message that you're not perfect, you're not going to be perfect, and you have to accept that and not get upset when you're not perfect. And you know, she had a way with words that really resonated with people. And at the end of the day, you know, I think that just ties back into the underlying theme that, you know, you're brilliant, you're a sparkling star, but you're not perfect. You know, just embrace what you are, embrace who you are, what you are, what you're doing. And that's all that is all that you need to do in this life.
Yeah. Yeah. And kind of to loop back, you said you saw somebody reading the book in the store one time with your daughters. Why do you think this message too, kind of going from that beautiful line to why do you think this is important for us as adults too? Cause it was a very, like that moment that I read it for my daughter was just like, there was something there, you know, there was something there that just kind of resonated with us. So why do you think it was so? When I pick up a book for my child all the time, it's not something that happens. You know, you kind of read, you know, Go Dog Go, which is just, I mean, it's just a story. It's right. A Dr. Seuss poem. It doesn't, my daughter loves that one too, but it's, you know, it doesn't really resonate. But this one, there was I don't know how to explain it. I can't put my finger on the feeling, but, you know, it resonated with us and it was important for me as important for me as it was for her. Why do you think this book is important for adults as well?
Well, I can tell you, you know, just, you know, as you pick out books to read to your kids at night or you know, whatever time, now you're reading them kind of to them during the day, during this pandemic, but normally it's at night. And, I don't know, just me as a dad, I would always kind of gear towards books that both of us would enjoy and both of us would pull a message out of. And I think if you took, one of the top motivational guys in the industry, John Gordon, and you didn't have pictures or illustrations and you took that message and had him deliver it, I believe it would strike in the heart of everybody that was listening. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think the pictures certainly make it a children's book, but the message is for everybody.
Right. And kind of to go along with that question, you know, It's such a great thing to be as an educator. It's such a great thing to remind our, you know, our students, middle school, high school, elementary, whatever age, about this important message, because there's so many pressures, even in school with testing and all these things that are just that can get us all down. Why, how is it being used in schools and, you know, by counselors, teachers or wherever to kind of help filter that message around so to help with those folks and, you know, coping with being enough?
Well, I can tell you, we worked on this for, just over 2 years before we actually got the tangible product in hand. And once we started getting the book out there, getting the book in schools, the feedback and the testimonies from counselors, the curriculum that certain people were integrating into their schools, the handing out of books for the kids to take home. We also worked with a group out of San Antonio called Pre-K 4SA. You know, that's a team full of educators, doctors, counselors that put together a curriculum and have integrated it into the book to where it's not just a book. It's a book with a mission. And, you know, as we've gone through this COVID pandemic, you know, they also created, along with our team at the NUF, which is an amazing and incredible team, they put this activity kit on our website, and it's a free download. You just go to thenuf.com and you click on the link, you download it, and it's got all these activities for kids to do. And to put that in perspective, it kept my daughters busy for about 5 hours. That's saying a whole lot, you know.
Yeah.
and a great resource for parents out there right now looking for something to do with their children, because you run out of ideas pretty quick. At least you're an educator. You might not, but...
we do too. We do too.
But it's a great, great thing. And just the feedback and the emails and the testimonies that we got from so many people, a 13-year-old girl on Facebook posting about, you know, she was in the store, she saw it, connected with it. She was going through a lot of hardships that I won't go into, but just the testimony of what the book did for a 13-year-old, mm-hmm. you know, it goes back to the underlying point that it's not just for young children. This is for, it's a message that everybody can resonate with.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, before we kind of wrap things up, we have a reoccurring segment here on the Dad Experience, things we can't wait to see through our children's eyes. It could be something that you just want to relive, or it could be something you're just really excited for them to experience that you just know through life experience that you can't wait to see. Is there something out there that you can't wait to share and see through your children's eyes? It could be, again, it could be anything. There's no right or wrong answer. I've had people answer with movies all the way to, you know, life experiences.
Well, you know, I think as you look at this project and this mission, a lot of people interpret it a lot of different ways. A lot of people focus on the story. A lot of people focus on the message. A lot of people focus on both of them together. But really, you know, what I want my girls to know and to see at the end of this is the perseverance, the strength, the courage of their mother, me, them, and knowing that as hard as life is, there's beauty on the other side of it. And, you know, I have a good friend who told me, you know, in the end, it's all going to be great. And if it's not great, it's not the end. And, you know, I think that's a powerful, powerful quote. And, you know, my hope and vision for the girls are that they're able to take what their mom did, and that is a springboard for them moving forward. You know, because there'll be times in their life where, you know, that'll be something that they want, you know, and something that, you know, they will be in school and they'll know, you know, when it's breakfast with mom day or whatever it is, that there'll be an outlier there. But you know what? There's also a whole lot of optimism and hope on the other side of that. And that's where we're going. And that's the mission for my girls, is that we all will get through this. And not only will we get through it, but we'll be better because of it.
Yeah. Well, I'm really impressed with all that you've done with your girls and the book and what your wife has done and shared. And it's very special that most people can't even do, you know, in a long lifetime. So it's impressive. And thank you for sharing your story too, because, you know, it's important, because there are people, this world is a big, it's small when you look at it, but in terms of connecting with people, but it is a right. very big place. And, you know, yeah. there's a lot of people going through this and don't know how to handle it. And you sharing what you're going through and how, from a dad's perspective, not only that, but from seeing your daughters go through it and, you know, having the grandparents around, it's so important, because there's people out there that don't know what to do and didn't have those options. So this is maybe a good way for them to kind of reach out and get this book and kind of follow along with it and utilize your resources and just hear your story, because it is very inspirational. Although tragic, it is very inspirational for you and your family and to see and share with us. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know, is there, how can folks find the book? How can they get all that information shared here? We'll also put it in our show notes, but if you want to let our listeners know right here what they can do, maybe they're, you know, if you have social media, anything like that, you know, let us know so the folks can find you.
Absolutely. We're on all the social media channels. The Nuff Book on Facebook. TheNuff.com is our website, and that can direct you to all of our social pages, social outlets. Also has a lot of information on the backstory, a lot of information on the book itself. You can purchase the book there, and you can download the free activity kit. So I would tell you the main resource hub would be thenuff.com, and that'll point you in the direction of everywhere you need to go.
That's awesome. Well, you know, Will, thank you so much for sharing your story and sharing this beautiful message with our listeners. And I know that there's folks that listen to our show that are going to gain so much just from hearing you, from your experience and sharing what you've shared with us today. So thank you so much for being here.
Well, thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it.
No problem. Don't forget the Dad Experience. You can find us at thedadexperiencepodcast.com. If you have a question for me, maybe a show idea, email us experienceanddad@gmail.com. And until next time, thanks for listening to The Dad Experience.